I don't care how old you are or how young you are. I don't care if you're married, single, divorced, engaged, or shacking. You gotta straighten out something every now and then. But I want you to think about all the times that you've heard somebody say, let's straighten it out. Think about it. And I guarantee you that most of the time, it was a man who said it. Now, the reason why I say that is, well, let's face it, most of the time, it's a man who makes it crooked in the first place. Ah, oh, we don't mean no harm. That's just the way we are. Sometimes we do have a tendency to sort of take you for granted, don't we? Always acting like we don't understand some things. But I believe a woman feels things deeper than a man. I don't care what nobody says. I believe a woman loves stronger than a man. Because you see, sometimes we just don't seem to understand. I know because, you see, I'm speaking from experience. Because I came home one day and my woman was just going all around the house not having very much to say. And I was kind of puzzled. I didn't know what to do. So I looked her straight in the eye and I said, sit yourself down, girl, and talk to me. Tell me what's on your mind. Don't you keep on telling me everything's okay. 'Cause if it wasn't, you wouldn't be crying. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately, baby. Sitting around pouting all day long. What's wrong? Let's straighten it out. Baby,
let's straighten it out.
Honey, let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. For the last 9 months. And when we went to bed, oh, I could tell something just wasn't right. When you turned your back to me and you covered your head, oh, you didn't even say goodnight. If you're tired and you don't want to be bothered, baby, just say the word and I'll alone. Instead of laying there crying your eyes out, baby, you and me ought to be getting it on. Let's straighten it out, baby. I said straighten it out. Straighten it out. I said straighten.